7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, let's go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting outdoor adventure on the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And it smells very fruity out here. It's like I smell apples. It's like being in an apple orchard. Tobe, where are you at? Well, I'm just out here at Tranquility Park. In the usual old spot, you know. I'm on the gyro ball side and I'm walking into the forest. I'm having some difficulty because the ground is not level. And boy, when I woke up this morning, I was extra weird and wobbly and strange. Because I think I wore myself out last night. We'll get into that in a minute. And so I hear birds freaking out over there. Oh, look at that. I see a trail. I've come out to the park today. Tranquility. Because it's a rather warm day. And it didn't look like there was very much wind. Although, now it's getting a little bit windy. I hear birds freaking out over there. I wonder if there's somebody over there spooking them. And I don't want to walk into the wind zone. Well, let's just go. So, out here in the park, it smells very... Actually, from this angle... Okay, here comes a bike. I gotta get out of the way. From this wind angle, I'm not smelling the apples anymore. Where was that coming from? It smelled very fruity. Hello. So we got people biking today out on the trail here. And I'm walking against traffic, of course, as usual. Looking around, I'm seeing marmot holes. I'm seeing Mati trails. And I'm trying to look for some kind of raptor or something that might be spooking those birds way over there. I just wanted to come outside and walk around because it's a nice day. And it's warm. It's more than 10 degrees. It's like 12 degrees, 13 degrees, and I think it's creeping up. It's going to hit 15. That's 50 and 60 degrees Fahrenheit for all my American listeners. I can hear a woodpecker. He's probably on that dead tree right there. I've come to this weir. Well, there's sort of water in it. And there's all these rocks. We have crossed on those rocks before, but we're not going to do that today. It might be a while before I can do that. So last night, I had to go to a meeting. And I went to that meeting. And it was a real sort of pain in the butt because I couldn't figure out where to park. I got lost in a parking garage and I ran into some nurses and I said, can I get to the hospital from here? They're like, no, you need to go out and go back out and turn right and then turn right again. So I did that, found the other parking garage that they're talking about, parked there, walking around, found some doors that looked okay, right? Then I ran into somebody else. Can I get to the hospital from here? They're like, no. I mean, what do you mean, no? And so finally a nurse found me in a stairwell and took me to where I needed to go, which was a real pain because then I couldn't find my way back. And I had people helping me, and then security had to drive me around to all the possible places my car was. And then, of course, the last place we go, regardless. So then I drove straight to the bar. because the night before last night, I realized, you know, this meeting is from 7 until 8. And the open mic at the bar by my house starts at 8. So I can do both things at once. I can do, well, not at once, but I can do both things tonight, which is why I'm so damn tired today. I went to the other open mic. Now the wind is really kind of picking up now. And I'm not seeing any dudes. I'm just hearing lots of birds. I'm seeing evidence of dudes. Well-used paths and stuff. So I went to the other bar. It's right on the way home from the hospital. Okay, hold on a second. Yeah, look, see, there's a den over there. There's loose dirt. Loose dirt is a good sign. Interesting, interesting. So I went to the bar, and I went in, and I sat down at the bar, and ordered a Coke, a Coca-Cola. Alright, hold on. Wind. Let me try to block the wind with my body here. I'm in an open spot. We need to get back into the trees. Into the trees. It wasn't this windy at my house. I even checked the Weather Channel. They said there's no wind and blah, blah, blah. Those lying bastards. Which way is it blowing? It's blowing across. So once we get into these trees. Oh man. Okay. And yes, this is another Grateful Dead bar. It's a Deadhead bar. And so I decided I'm only going to hang out here for a little while. I don't want to be here for 2 hours like I was Monday night at the other place. So I'm sitting there, and the guy on stage is doing stand-up comedy. But really wasn't saying anything that I was particularly into or, yeah. Most of his material just kind of didn't go over. Except his last joke, which was hilarious. And I don't think anybody else got it. But it was really good. I'm going to save that one for myself. And, yeah, it was kind of your typical sort of open mic, except weirder because there's a piano there. Now, their little stage area isn't that good. Oh, here's some fresh marmot prints in this loose dirt. So this guy sits down at the piano and does Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen. And then he does Creep by Radiohead, some piano treatments. He did something else. It was odd, but this guy had a great voice. This is a guy who, he was good enough that he should have a band and he should be playing music with other people. But then there was a guitar guy, singer-songwriter, and he was pretty good. And I ran into him as I was leaving, and I talked to him for a minute before jumping in my car. I'm at the horizontal forest now. I don't see any dudes. Where's my matis? It's overcast today, which is keeping the heat down, keeping the heat in close to the planet. And the whole time I'm trying to figure out, okay, who's running this show? And I figured it out. And it is a different person. It's not the same person that did Monday night's show at the other bar. Here's some more good Mati footprints in the loose dirt. Okay, we got Matis around here somewhere. But they're hiding from me. Where could they be? Where could they be? So, yeah, oh, and then, yeah, about halfway through my time there, I saw two women walk in who were at the other open mic on Monday night. And so I kind of giggled to myself, but just because of their names. I heard them tell their names to the bartender at the other bar. One of them was named Kelly. Kelly was the one that was going to perform. And Kelly's partner or whoever or friend or whatever, her name was Grace. And I laughed. And so that was why I remembered them. I was like, oh, yeah, wow. Grace Kelly just walked in. And, but I didn't stay to hear her. I left. I didn't want to be there for as long as I had been at the other open mic, but I still was there for about an hour and a half. And there was this guy who did this sort of spoken word stream of consciousness thing that would have been kind of cool, except that he was sitting in a swivel chair, and he liked to swivel back and forth and not face the mic. And so he would sort of try to talk over his shoulder into the microphone, which didn't really fly, but... And he really wasn't on a... Yeah. His stream of consciousness wasn't particularly interesting. But still, I'm glad there's people doing that. And so I was looking at the stage, and there is no stage. It's actually a depression. A step down, and there's a couch 3 feet in front of the performers. That's approximately 1 meter. And they don't have the stage accoutrements as the other place does. Here's a dog ball. We're going to leave the dog ball in the middle of the path. Here's some raccoon tracks in the dirt. Nice. Here's a Mati den, is it? There's some loose kicked out stuff. There's been a Mati in this hole. There might be one in there now. The stage is smaller. The stage area is much smaller. And it there's not a lot of room. And it just has some logistics problems. It's not as easy to get equipment in this place and to the stage because the bar is laid out a little bit different. It's very long and skinny. And it's going to be pretty inconvenient to haul gear into there. Not that I need to haul a lot of gear in. It's just... I've got one thing that's bulky, you know, the synth, the modular synth. And, wait, do I want to go around this? No, I don't. Because there'll be wind on the other side. I'm listening to birds. But the other bar is just better because you can get it. There's a back door that you can get into at the other bar that leads sort of into what can be a staging area. And the other bar has it that has the big elevated stage. they've got a table on stage that I can use to put my mixer on, and I can take a stand for my synth. But I'm going to have to figure out where to put the other little synth if I'm going to do this. It's going to be kind of confusing. I'm going to go around, and we're going to go back through the forest on the other path, I think. I'm not walking so great today. Anyway, doing all this stuff last night must have worn me out, because when I woke up this morning, I set my alarm clock, but I forgot to arm it again. And so I slept in a little bit late, about 38 minutes late. Then I just laid there on the floor for about 20 minutes, feeling very flat. I was one molecule thick. And then I got up. So, let's re-enter the forest here. I'm thinking that the bar in Benson, the one that's a little bit further away from my home, it's probably the better place to play, because I can park in back and go in this back door. And I've got a lot of logistics to figure out. How am I going to carry this stuff? How am I going to do anything? This is when I need to recruit another band member to say, hey, you want to be in my band? So that they can carry my stuff. Well, what do I do in your band? Turn knobs, dude. Just turn these freaking knobs. Now, I would approach Doug about this because he's been my musical partner for the last couple of things that I've done playing live, but he's not interested in playing live anymore unless, you know, he hears a really good idea. I don't have a really good idea. But he's also got a 727, a Roland 727 drum machine, which is a Latin percussion machine. Don't know if it works. He said the last time he had it out, it powered on, but he doesn't have any way to listen to it. But still, that would be kind of cool to have. There's marmot holes that look like they're being used, or... And is this some fox poop right here? Right here in the middle of the trail. We know who likes to poop in the middle of the trail. Okay, wind. Into the wind zone again. The wind is so boring. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, let's get out of the wind. I gotta walk across the great wind zone here. I got the gain turned down because I'm trying to avoid too much noise. It wasn't as good of an idea as I thought it was. It's windy. But maybe down here there'll be less wind. I'm walking a little bit too fast. Okay. Oops. Oh, the gain's gonna be all over the place. I turned the knob the wrong way. So now I gotta start planning or figuring out the logistics of moving my stuff around and figure out some way to have a performance setup. Which means I've gotta get out a keyboard stand, which isn't any problem. I've got ones leaning up against the wall in the garage that I can use. And the real pain is bringing along the mixer. The mixer is small, and I have a case for it, so that's not a problem. But plugging stuff into the mixer and getting that ready, I don't know, it might not be that bad, because there's really only like four or five things I need to plug into the mixer. And that should go pretty fast. It's just a matter of where do I put all this stuff? Because if there's nothing on stage... Wait, was that an owl or was that a dog that I just heard? Huh. It came from the area where those birds are freaking out. There could be an owl over there. I heard it again. But, yeah, so... I gotta do some thinking. I gotta do some planning. And I wish I had somebody to help me. And even to help me in the performance, not just hauling stuff around. There's a marmot den right up here. Look at this lovely path that just goes right up to it under that tree. Because I'm... As I try to perform some of these patches that I've created, I'm not as sharp as I used to be. And so it would be nice to have somebody else doing some of this stuff. Because, you know, there's like 8 variables for me to control. And it would be nice if somebody took over half of them. So if anybody wants to be in my new band, although this is, I think I might perform under the name Spurlos Versinkt. The other problems I gotta figure out is the only way to sign up for these open mics ahead of time is to use Facebook and Instagram and all this crap that I don't have, nor do I want to have. But this may change. This may change because, listen to that crow. There's a cranky crow over there. I'm gonna do some bushwhacking here. I'm going to go across the... Can I get across that little ravine? I'm going to go back this way a ways. What was I talking about? Oh God, now I can't remember. So, yeah. Wish I had somebody else to help me perform this stuff. The perfect person would be Booper. But Booper's in Colorado, and he might be having some health problems right now, too. I heard from him last week saying that he might be coming into town in like a week or two. I haven't heard back from him, but it's been a week or two, I think, since he said this, so I don't know what's up. I should email him and some other people. Anyway, now I'm going cross country. 3 crows have flown away. They're going somewhere else. And there's that biker guy. He's behind me now. We would have run into him again. There's a marmot den under those logs over there. I hope we see some monkeys soon. And now we're back into the wind. Alright, so... One of these days... I gotta... figure out how I'm actually gonna... do this. If I am gonna do it. I really want to. I don't know if I can. I think I can. I'm gonna have to stand up for about 15 minutes. But that's not a problem. I don't see that being a problem. It's really, my time limit for standing and or walking is about a half an hour right now, which is convenient for dubious goals committee. A little less convenient if you're trying to go up on stage. I may have to revert to my old schedule where I stay up late at night because I may have to play as late as 11 or midnight, which would then sort of throw my drug schedule off. So there's that whole aspect of it. Okay. Now I take this fork in the path here and I'm going to head back towards my car. I'm hungry. Do I have food at home? I think I do. I could go to the store. The store is just, I gotta drive right by it. What do I want to eat? No more sandwiches. I had to eat sandwiches 3 days in a row. They were delicious sandwiches, don't get me wrong. But, you know, I can only do so much. Now I'm walking by that spot where we ran into that deer and hung out with that deer that was just about 5 meters away. That was cool. And I need to start thinking about what kind of material I want to play at these places, or at least place. With all the psychedelia and people doing weird stuff, I think I'll just fit in fine. But what do people want to hear? You know, they're not going to want to hear any blazing and blasting techno or acid. So I think I'm going to have to do like ambient music and or tobe music, dupa-dup music. That'll go over fairly well. Because it's a bunch of hippies. They just want to, you know, dance to freaky music and stuff. So, which is probably why I can't have Doug help me. Because he lives in Bellevue now, too. So it's kind of an extra little trip to get up here. But Doug can't tolerate hippies. And most of all, he cannot handle hippie dancing. You know, the psychedelic gyrations and arm wavings. Oh, I'm back to my car. Should I stop at the store? I probably should. What day is this? It's Wednesday, I think. Here comes a guy with a dog. It almost looks like the guy that I saw last night at the bar. So yeah, I'm extra super worn out today. So lazy, hazy and lazy because the drugs I'm on are making me all goofy when I get up. And I've been up for a while, but it takes almost all day for this to wear off on me. It's just, I remembered what I was going to say. I might have to join the social medias because, you know, I'm getting a smartphone for emergency health reasons. And I think the way that this works is you gotta be a member of Google. The phone uses Google crap. And so I'm gonna have to start a Google account. And then I might as well join Facebook anonymously and just for no other reason than to contact these people who are running these open mics. And I just found out about another open mic, and they said it was at the Down Under, and I thought, oh, that's close to me too. But then no, I'm thinking of the Aussie Bar. Yeah, we've got more than one Australian themed bars in my town, which is odd, but that's cool. I don't know where Down Under is. I'm going to have to look that up. But yeah, I'm discovering that there's more and more open mics out there, which is about the only thing I'm going to be able to play. I'm not going to be able to get on stage and do an hour or even 40 minutes. 15 minutes is probably going to be my limit. And you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. End of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Yeah, I just wore myself out again. I'm thinking I should probably go to the store and get some lunch, but do I want to walk around in the store forever? I might as well.
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on Anon Radio. .net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on Anon Radio. .net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
您好，我叫 Who's Hong, the Assistant Program Director here at Anon Radio. We are seeking creative DJs. Please see our website for more details at anonradio.net.
Oh,
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on Anon Radio. .net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on Anon Radio. .net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
SDF Anon Radio.
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on Anon Radio. .net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
Ice casting on Anon Radio. .net. Port 7070.
Anon Radio.
Perhaps your radio needs some listening therapy. Give it a regular dose of Stoke Sauce and it should be okay. Only available at 0100 hours UTC on a Tuesday. You will hear me talk about a vast array of things and play some sweet, sweet tunes. The Stoke Sauce Radio Show. Tune in at 0100 hours UTC on a Tuesday. Bye-bye.
there's 6 male mallards and about 10 geese. There's a duck flopping around in the water, taking a ducky bath. They are hearing my voice and they're kind of swimming out towards the middle of the water now. Kind of swimming towards Goose Island. Do-do-do-do-do. Isn't that fun for a goose? Yes, it is. So we got goosers, we got duckzors. I'm looking, but I don't see any. I don't see any herons. There's no herons to be found at Heron Haven today. You know, but that's okay. We get to see them a lot anyway. Just not today. Alright, so sticking my head out. Looking closer to the bank, looking underneath me. Yeah, I'm not seeing much of anything else. Okay, so we walk out of the blind, head up the stairs. We're gonna take the loop path today. There's noise above me. Oh, and it's a squirrel running around in this tree. Probably wants to throw some stuff at me, but there's nothing to throw at this time of year. Boy, you come in here in the spring, like in May, and there's black walnuts. And if you get some crazy squirrels that don't like people, and you will, these squirrels will throw black walnuts at you. It's fun. Alright, so I'm gonna stand at the edge of the ravine and look down into the ravine. And I can kind of see the ravine floor a little bit. Doesn't seem to be much going on. But what I want to look at is the opposite wall of the ravine. And yeah, no, that's not going to happen. Because there's still just lots of green leaves. Why are there so many green leaves still? I don't know. It's December. You wouldn't think there'd be any green leaves around, but there are down there in the ravine. Kind of a very protected area. So it's gonna take a while before all that stuff loses its leaves. Ooh, ow. Ooh. All right. Walking back down the hill on the loop path. I guess this is probably time for me to tell you what else I watched last night. Oh, it's on every... Actually, I'm not sure what night it's on. Ugh. But I got to see Johnny Sacco and his giant robot. Now, if you're not familiar with this show, I don't blame you. I wasn't ever, I mean, I didn't see it. This is a very old show, late 60s, like 1968 or 1969. And so, technically speaking, this would have been before my time. But the reason I'm familiar with this show is because of a band called The Vandals. The Vandals are a very funny band. They are a punk band, but they are a satirical band. And so all of their songs are not your basic teen angst sort of punk songs. They're not political punk songs. But I don't want to say that they're comedy. They're not, they do have some funny songs, but they're not a joke band or a comedy band. They're just a very satirical sort of punk band. They've been around forever. And the Vandals are very, very funny. Now, on, I believe it was their second album, if memory serves, which I think the second album is When in Rome, Do As the Vandals. They have a song called Johnny Sacco. And it's basically just a song about this show, with a lot of references to the show, and it's just basically about the show. Johnny Sacco's on his wrist radio to the mountain hideaway. Giant robot, please wake up. We need you right away. Okay, you know, that kind of thing. And so, you know, I heard this song a lot in my younger years. This is a funny song. Obviously, it's about a TV show that I never got to see. And now that I'm blank thousand years old, I'm finally getting to see this TV show, which I imagine was probably on in syndication in California and all your Pacific Rim states. This is a very strange show in that it is obviously Japanese, but, you know, when the title comes up, it's an American International Television release, and there's all these English names listed as writer, producer, and director. And it seems pretty obvious to me that this is one of those shows that, you know, the rights and the footage was purchased, and then it was sort of re-massaged into an English language show. It's very poorly dubbed. It's very poorly written. It's poor quality. You know, the original might kind of be okay, but I think they transferred it to film, or maybe they originally shot it to film and then transferred it to video. And so it's pretty horrible and dumb. All right, hold on a second. Let's get back in the car. My hand is getting cold. We're almost back to the car. Okay, here we go. Back in the car. It is mostly cloudy today, so there's no sun to take the wind chill off. So, man, my hand is cold. But anyway, yeah, I got to see Johnny Sacco. Oh, it was so horrible. It's half kaiju, it's half giant robot, and it's, what, 50 years old? And the quality reflects. Alright, well, I'm bored already. I don't want to talk about Johnny Sacco anymore. I think we might as well just go home. And let's go there in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Okay, so here we are. Back in the studio. Oh, hello. Is that? Hello, kitty. Yes. Yes, it is. Alright, and to get back to finish what I was saying about Johnny Sacco and his flying robot. It's kind of strange. This is a show that's for very young children. Think Power Rangers. It's that kind of thing, and it's even produced in the same manner. If it wasn't for Johnny Sacco, there would be no Power Rangers today. So, you know, now you know who to blame. And even though the effects are cheap and cheesy and not very good, along with most of other of the production values, the one thing that this show has going for it is the detail of its equipment. Not the sets. You know, the sets are cheesy 60s. Oh, look, here's a bunch of flashing Christmas lights. It's a computer. The cool thing about Johnny Sacco is that all the small stuff, anything that's small enough to be handheld, is actually very cool. Because it's that part of 60s technology where it's the 60s, but it's Cold War. So there's spy stuff. And so, you know, Johnny Sacco and his crew, the Unicorn crew, they all have unbelievably cool stuff. Like radios. Radios that are pens. Radios that are watches. And so if you want to talk them to your giant robot, you just look at your watch. You flip up the watch face. And now it's a radio. Giant robot, come save us. And of course there's radios hidden in people's shoes, in the heels of shoes. So when this guy got tied up and captured and tied up, he escaped and then he took off his shoe, opened up the heel, and took out the radio. and called Unicorn Headquarters. Yeah. In one of last night's episodes, there was also a cool